thought I could have the whole package. It was evident in my last relationship, where I thought love was compromise, but the wrong kind of compromise. Like, you can't have it all, so it's a little bit of give and take. Maybe you could have the playfulness at home, you know, in a partner that's playful. Excuse me. But then that means you'll have to be extra hard on yourself and maintain an extra level of discipline, because your partner's going to let you be playful. Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. So I have to...
Oh, so there has to be a little bit of pain with a little bit of pleasure,
exactly.
You're saying?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God. See, that's that sadist masochist shit.
Like, okay, cool. She's not a reader. She's not into to learning the same things that I am. But... I could find a group of friends that share the same interests, and I'll have that with them.
Mm-hmm. You know. And that's still healthy too, but I see where you're going with it for sure.
Well, it ended up being that, oh my God, we just, most of the stuff that made me happy,
mm-hmm,
was outside of the relationship. Like, it was an interest. You know, I like to read, I like to learn, I like to step outside my comfort zone, try new things, talk to different types of people, push my limits physically, mentally. You know, I like to test myself. And she was comfortable where she was at.
Complacent.
She was complacent. She had no reason to excel, no, you know.
That's where my ex was, too. That's why I was like...
Like, even at work, like, there was no reason to, you know, go for the promotion, make a lap move. Like, there was, you know? But you're saying about your ex, I'm sorry.
No, more just like in terms of learning and growing and evolving, like that just did not appeal to him quite as much in the ways that it did with me. And the things, our interests and things like that, you know, too, I think shifted as I was like evolving. That was changing. But more importantly, just that whole expansion of mind, like exerting the mind and pushing boundaries on perception and
mm-hmm,
and all that kind of stuff. That to me is really where growth is at, I guess. And that was not of interest to him. Deepening understanding was not a thing.
Yeah, for us it was, for us, for me and her, it was... For you guys, it was deepening understanding. For us, it was the what work meant to each of us. Mm-hmm. When what the work that we were willing to do, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So she had owned a cleaning business, right? So, well, let me just cut to the chase. She, her idea of work and making money was putting in a bunch of hours. You know, 14, 15, 16 hour days for like $20 an hour or something. $30 an hour or something, you know? And I was ready to work in a place where it was, you know, $200, $300, or $400 an hour, you know. And it just wasn't happening. I wanted to grow in that direction. She was like, you should work. You know, she wanted me to put in a bunch of hours to work for the money to where I would. And it was like, well, that's the idea. Like, I don't want to work. I don't want to bust my back like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Look at all the people that are well off or successful or anything. They're not. There's hard. There's work involved for sure.
Yeah.
They're always busy. They're always doing something. But I mean, they can still walk at the end of the day. You know.
I think too the
their
difference,
backs aren't shot at the, yeah, after so long.
The difference in what we were willing to sacrifice and in our views of what, like as you're building a business and you're growing, which was something that, you know, we were attempting to do. How I viewed that and what I was willing to like have very little of or not have in order to invest and or put time or energy into the things that I loved or the things that were going to help me be better at the work that we were doing. You know, not having certain things, you know how when you're growing up you're like, oh, by this age I want to have this or that. I was cool with letting go of what I thought I wanted and needed.
Yeah.
And it was like he was still holding on to a lot of the material, worldly kinds of things. And because he didn't have them yet, there was something lacking You know, it's like his, I was like trying to heal this scarcity abundance and just being so grateful for what I have and seeing all my blessings and already feeling the abundance so that it can come to me more. And I looked crazy to him, you know, it was like, no, we don't have, and we this, and it's like, you're just not seeing it from the right perspective. You know what I mean?
And there begins the conflict.